Hi, this is Dominic Kell from The Breakfast Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, one and all, to IMO. That's too much of a dramatic intro, sorry. IMO, this is the show, it stands for In My Opinion, by the way. It's the show where I take news from all over the interweb nets, put them on a bit of paper, and then I'll ask you what you think about it. It's fairly simple, right? I've got some great stuff coming up today. My top story this week, it's all about technology. I'm a big fan of tech. I've got screens coming out of my eyes. Well, no, screens pointing at my... You know what I mean. And this top story, it's all about a new phone. It's a new phone from Samsung. It was announced fairly recently, and it's called the Galaxy Fold. That sounds really underwhelming, but it's quite amazing. They've managed to produce a foldable phone, a phone that you can just, you know, boop, open like a book. That blows my mind. I don't know how they do it. Witchcraft, probably. But we'll be getting into that in just a moment. And I've also got a pointless poll on the way. That's where I poll the audience on a topic that is just completely pointless in every way. This week, it's all about mold, jam, and Theresa May. If you can figure out what that is, you can send me a text, I guess. With all of these things I'm talking about in today's show, I want to hear what you are thinking, and you can get in contact with me in a number of ways. And I've even got a new one this week, very exciting. So as usual, you can contact me via Twitter, email, and text. The handle, oh, I trust you can find it. The email address is studio@vectusradio.fm, and of course, if you want to get in contact via text, the numbers for that is 60777. And if you start that message with BR6TT, then it comes right through to my face. Now, over the week I've been off, I've been given special access to the Facebook page. So you can also contact me via all of our social media feeds on Facebook and Twitter. So you can leave a comment on my post that I've made just at the beginning of the show, or you can just get in contact or message the page. I want to hear what you're thinking. There's now a new avenue for you to take part, and I'm so excited. Can you tell? It means I can't say anything properly without going, whatever. So, without further ado, let's get into today's top story, all about a foldable phone. Foldable phone, how crazy is that? So, welcome everyone, one and all, to the IMO show. It is the show where we talk about opinions and news and things and stuff. Don't know what's going on with me today. I'm slightly hyperactive. I think it's because I've been off for a week. I've got all that energy boiled up. I spent most of the half term sitting in my room, furiously typing up bits of coursework that I really should have done a long time ago. But it's done now. I'm up to date, yes. And now I can talk about Samsung's foldable phone, which Anyway, Samsung has unveiled a foldable phone. Dun, dun, dun. It looks quite bizarre at the moment, obviously, because it's a new innovation. It kind of looks like you get two phones and then you put them on top of each other, but it's kind of like they're glued together. That's the best way I can describe the way it looks when it's folded. And so that's what it looks like, that. And there's like a usual normal size screen on the top of it, but it's double thickness. The twist is, obviously, with this is that it opens like a book to reveal the screen size of like most tablets. I think it was like 7 inches. And Samsung say that this new huge screen would be great for watching video and multitasking on this foldable phone. I mean, looking at images and videos of the new Galaxy Fold, I don't know what I would have called a phone actually like that if I was going to come up with a name for it. But I was thinking Galaxy Fold. Galaxy, very futuristic. Fold, not so much. Makes me think of doing origami or something like that. It does look quite cumbersome. And the thing that blows my mind about this is that technology, these new, amazingly innovative devices are shockingly expensive. Oh my. It took me quite a a wire to press how expensive this is going to retail at just under $2,000. Whoa! I mean, this is off the top of my head, but I feel like that's more expensive than the most expensive iPhone. And I thought iPhones were the really expensive phones. How has this happened? How has this happened? I don't understand. And as a result, I doubt these foldable phones are going to be in the hands of the average person when it comes out. It's just, hey, look, all the cool things we can do. Nope. Not for you, because it's so expensive. I mean, I understand that new technologies can be expensive when they come out, but I thought maybe they would have been able to come up with something that's slightly more affordable than just under £2,000. Ah, I mean, personally, I'm in two minds about this idea. I mean, I can see the huge screen being really, really useful for doing loads of things at once and watching videos. I mean, my parents would probably tell you that I spend too much time on my phone. I beg to differ, but I guess that's just, of course I'd say that. But I don't know if people really want to be doing that on their phone, like huge multitasking, like, say like if you're researching a holiday, you're looking at, travel bits, you're looking at places to stay, you're looking at all of these different things, timings, what you're doing in your calendar. I mean, with something as like intensive and complex as that, personally, if I wanted to do something like that, I'd use a laptop or a computer. I mean, to me at least, that's what they're for, right? But anyway, that's at least what I think on this foldable phone. I mean, I think it's an amazing advancement, and it's really a great thing that they've managed to do here, because I don't know how they managed to get a screen that doesn't have a whacking great hinge down the middle. It's amazing. I love the technology. However, I just don't really see the point. I don't know whether I would use a foldable phone in my day-to-day life. And that is the question that I have to pass on to you on today's top story. So would you be interested in getting a foldable phone? And I mean, if an affordable version was released in the future, would you pick it up? Would you use it? Do you think it's something that you could use in your day-to-day life? Something that could make your day-to-day life a bit easier, perhaps? I'd love to hear what you're thinking on all the various mediums. You can contact me on social media now via Facebook as well as Twitter. You can also drop me an email. The address for that is studio@vectisradio.fm. That's studio@vectisradio.fm. And if you want to send me a lead text, the number for that is 60777. That's 60777. And if you start that message with B, then R, then 6, then a T, then another T, it'll come right through to my face. And if we get some interesting responses, I might be sharing them in the second half of the show. I think it's time for a bit of a musical interlude. I know I can be a little bit information overloady at times, so I like to play a little bit of music. And here's an artist who's really killing it at the moment. It's Lewis Capaldi, and this is Grace.
Hi, this is Marco from Marco's Mod Anthems. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
It is indeed. Welcome back. This is the bit of the show where I like to do the most ridiculous thing in the universe. Dun, dun, dun. It's called the Pointless Poll. It's where I poll the audience on a pointless topic as if it wasn't obvious enough. And not last week, the week before, because I took a week off. I'm sorry, I have to, you know, everybody needs a minute. Everybody needs a minute. The last poll I did at the last show on the 11th of February was all about Eurovision. And I was talking about how at the weekend prior to the poll being announced, the public had decided that the talent show winner Michael Rice would be the UK's Eurovision act for 2019. And so the show, I acknowledge that the show has been a bit of a Marmite subject for some other people I know. So I wanted to know what you think. And so I wanted to know whether you loved it or hated it. And personally, I'm on the side of love it. I love a bit of Eurovision. And I'm happy to say that my side has risen to the challenge, and 88% of all of the votes went to yes, love it, and 12% went to no way. So that's great. That's the results of the last poll we had. Now let's get into this week's poll, all about Theresa May, jam and mould, apparently. I know, I'm sorry. It's pretty interesting, though. So, this week's pointless poll, it's about Theresa May, jam and all sorts. So, Prime Minister Theresa May sparked an unlikely debate last week about how to deal with jam that has some mould on it. I know, very important stuff. In a discussion with the Cabinet on food waste, it said that she revealed that she scrapes kind of a layer of mould off of jam and then continues to use what's underneath. And going on to say that people should use more common sense to decide if they should use the rest of the jar, if that makes sense. So I thought that was quite an interesting debate. I mean, it's something that comes up occasionally in my house among different people. I thought it might be... I might be a bit too cautious when it comes to food dates. I mean, I was all for throwing out some milk we had that was dated the day before, when, in fact, the milk itself was fine, according to my parents. I mean, it's such an interesting thing. I really don't know what... who to trust. Do I trust the company, the people who've put the date on it, or my nose? That's actually the question I want to ask you. What do you trust more when it comes to food being off or not off? Your nose or the date on the packet when the food comes in? The poll will be going up on not only Twitter, it will also be going up on the Facebook page, and it will stay there for the entire week. And in next week's show, I'll be announcing the results of this poll for Twitter and for Facebook. We can see if there's a little bit of a discrepancy, if there's a little difference. I'll be interesting to hear. If the island on Twitter has a different view to the island on Facebook, it'll stay there for the entire week. And that is this week's pointless poll. Brilliant.
Hi, it's Ian Mack from The Mid-Morning Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back to IMO, which of course stands for In My Opinion. It's the show where I take news from all over the interweb nets, share them with you, and then ask you your opinion. Now, in the first half of the show, we were talking about Samsung's foldable phone. Yes, the phone that can be folded. Wow. It's an amazing piece of technology. I thought it was an amazing kind of technological feat, but I didn't really see the point in having a foldable phone myself, because... at least to me, if I have a mobile phone, I want it to fit in my hand. If it folds out and it's the size of a tablet, that's not going to fit in my hand, is it? I don't know. It's just me. That's just what I think. But we've had an anonymous text come in, and it's kind of making the point that you can just use paper. Just use paper if you want to, like, do kind of take notes or do some of the, like, graphical things that I imagine people would want to do on a huge screen like this, because there's always those flashy ads you see on the TV of people doing crazy drawings on a tablet of some kind. But, you know, paper, it's there. It's been there for a while. It's done a decent job up until this point. I mean, you can get a notebook for what, £3, says the texter, and they both fold and take notes. I mean, valid point, to be fair. Now, it's 10 minutes to 7, so I think we might just have a little bit of time for bonus story time. Oh, bonus story time! Don't know why I did that with the introduction there, but I'll go with it. So, I don't know whether you've been following this story or not, but it's a bit like the plot of a soap opera. So, this is the story about 21 Savage, a rapper... who was taken into custody by US immigration authorities because they claimed he was actually from the UK and had overstayed his visa, which had expired in 2006. Yeah, that's over 10 years ago. Following the arrest, there was a lot of confusion in Atlanta, the city of Atlanta where he lives, as most assumed he was born in the city, considering the amount of references he makes to it in all his songs. And... the recent update about this is that on an interview with Good Morning America, he said that he couldn't really remember much about the UK, only his grandmother's house. And he kind of made some arguments as to why he should stay in America. It's just a crazy situation. And what kind of is such a kind of like a movie moment is that his latest album was nominated for 2 Grammys, and he spent the evening of the awards night in a detention center in the state of Georgia, as opposed to at this glitzy, glamorous awards event. That's nuts. It's crazy that this is a thing that is actually happening and going on. There are some things that just leave you lost for words, and this is one of them. But the question I had for you on this Lee bonus story for you is, do you think 21 Savage should be allowed to stay in the US, considering he's been there all that time? I mean, it stands to figure he's got a family there, I believe, and he's established himself. He's settled down. Imagine if you were in a different country and then you suddenly had to completely uproot everything and move to a different place. That would be incredibly difficult. Or should he just come back to the UK? We'll have him back. I want to know what you think, because this is such a bizarre situation. And I don't know, it leaves me lost for words, so I'm hoping you have some for me. You can let me know in all of the different ways. You can let me know via Twitter. The question for this story will be going up in just a moment. You can leave a comment on my post on the Vectis Radio Facebook page, or if you want to, you can send an email. The address for that is studio@vectisradio.fm. Or if you want to do the texty thing, as our anonymous texter has done today, you can send me a message to 60777. And if you start that message with BR6TT, it comes right through to my face. How lovely is that? Now, just a reminder, the pointless poll, about a pointless topic, it's all about Jam Mould and Theresa May. That's up now on our Twitter and Facebook pages. That will stay up for the entire week. Results will, of course, be announced in next week's show. And apart from that, I think that's all I have to say for today. And I will be back next week with another show talking about who knows? You'll find out. And Marco, there's no reason to go anywhere else, because Marco is up next with his mod anthems from 7 till 10. And if you're staying up really late, we've got non-stop 80s on Vectis Radio from 10 until really, really late. And back in the morning, in the normal time, you'll have Hello Vectis from 7, and of course Dom back with The Breakfast Show from 8. As I said before, about 90 different ways. That's all from me this week. I'll be back next week with another IMO show, but you can stay right where you are. Marco's up next. And to take us up to the news for 7 o'clock, here's Dua Lipa with Swan Song. It's off that Alita movie. It's a good song. It's a good song. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed all of that, and thanks for listening. You can tune in live to the IMO show every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and online. I hope to see you there.